is the New World Report. I'm John Batts with Ernesto Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and Joseph Umar, the executive director of Secure Free Society. Ernesto, you guide me to a column in the London Times by Edward Lucas, and the column, "We Need an International Criminal Court," subhead, "Only a new cross-border body can turn the tide of dirty money that swirls through our economies." He's writing to the whole world, but let's be specific to the new world. Would this satisfy some that there could be a check or at least a body to investigate should Lula da Silva revert to his previous conduct as a man who took money in the car wash scandal? Thank you.
Yes, John, it would be immensely helpful to have a much more effective means of fighting corruption, of international coordination and international penalties, let's say, an international criminal court for corruption. Because what happens today is that even in Brazil, when we had this, let's say, this golden era of investigating and punishing and arresting corrupt people and corrupt politicians, this was totally reverted by our own authorities, the Supreme Court. So today, if another country wants to cooperate with Brazil to investigate corruption, they would have to. We would have to provide information on the next president, on his next on the government. This would be impossible from a political point of view. I'm not a fan. I don't know if I made this point already here, but I'm not a big fan of international schemes and multilateralism per se, and taking away country sovereignty in the name of global issues. Okay, but if you want to talk about a global issue that requires international coordination and international punishment, this is corruption, because this is what is destroying the world. This is what bringing crime to the position of the most important economic activity in the world. Today, big money tends to circulate on top of crime. This is not the world that no one imagined would emerge from the Cold War, liberal democracy and capitalist economy. We don't have a capitalist economy in the world anymore. We have a criminal economy more and more. So, yes, we do need an international mechanism like that.
Joseph, I read from Edward Lucas's excellent column. Imagine a bribe, not a brown envelope, crossing a table, but a bank transfer between two anonymously owned shell companies, one registered in the British Virgin Islands, the other in Cyprus. The money comes from a Chinese construction contractor and is destined for an official in Bosnia. My head is swimming here, but it reminds me, Joseph, wasn't there a sack of cash in a men's room in the capital of Peru that was in some fashion associated with a cabinet member under Castillo? Do I remember that correctly?
No, you're correct, Johnny. I was one of his advisors, senior advisors, that was trying to take some cash out of the presidential palace and ended up hiding it in a bathroom in Lima. This is, as what Ernest was saying, corruption has been pretty much endemic throughout Latin America. A lot of it was fueled by politicians such as Lula da Silva, who decided to use infrastructure companies and multinational companies to basically bribe and play political kickbacks to allies and by votes and by politicians in other countries. But what I would say is this. I think we need to have some entities, or maybe new entities, or maybe reform existing entities that can do coordination and communication when it comes to major, massive public corruption, kind of in the same way we do counterterrorism. We look at counterterrorism as a sovereign state issue, but we coordinate it and we communicate it internationally. And we have some hiccups there too, because not everybody considers the same groups terrorists. But what I would say is that I think that has to be done in a way that makes sure that the institution itself doesn't get subverted down the line. Because when we try to do these in other instances, let's say in human rights, which is obviously a very important and fundamental issue for any country, what happens is the institution that's multinational, international on human rights ends up becoming subverted by specific agendas that actually give it mission creep that moves away from its intended purpose. So I think that would be the one thing that we'd have to work on to make sure that an international corruption court or international corruption body doesn't move in that same direction. But the communication coordination is absolutely necessary. I mean, this is a transnational issue. Corruption doesn't just stay in one country. It bleeds from one to the next and then to the next. And it's not even exclusive to one region. Today's day and age, the massive car wash scandal from Brazil, the Lava Jato, was an international corruption scandal because it affected many countries, even across in the more Atlantic side of the world.
Joseph Umar, Executive Director of Secure Free Society, Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.